Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday morning, a rainy Monday morning here in New York City. I'm joined by my friend who's full of sunshine, always full of sunshine, Garrett Vogel. Hello, Garrett. Are you there?
I'm a pocket full of sunshine, Rob Shooter, as Natasha Bedingfield would say. Good morning.
You pop out of bed like a piece of toast. You have a big smile on your face. You're always happy. Do you ever get a bit grumpy, Garrett?
No, well, this is all a facade. When I wake up, let's be honest, we all wake up. No one wakes up like Snow White. Right. You know, we all wake up groggy, like, oh, 5 more minutes, especially on a Monday. But you know what? Once you get going, you know, there's no looking back. You got to move forward, right?
That's right. The hardest thing for me is getting from the bedroom to the coffee maker. But once I'm at the coffee maker, once I've got a cup of coffee, everything's fine.
Don't you wish it was just like the Jetsons, the cartoon, yes, where it's just like you wake up, yes, and then there's a robot there, yes, to start the coffee for
that's
you,
right,
exactly. So it wakes you
that's
up
right,
like the
carried
commercials.
Carried you to the shower, cleaned every... Yep. Oh, yes, it'd be lovely.
People
but we
Hoover.
Have to do it ourselves. Anyway, it's a great morning, Naughties. We are lucky to have you with us. So hello, hey. Hello.
Hey, you shot up. Well, the show shot up very well this weekend.
I couldn't believe it. You know, I don't know what we did. What the magic sauce was. So when I appear on TV shows, a lot of people think I do that for my vanity. I do. But part of it, too, is it does help to plug the podcast. So I didn't do any big TV shows this weekend. I didn't do any radio. But for some reason, we had a really good weekend. Maybe more people are discovering us.
Well, you know what? I know the magic sauce. It's the personality that you have within you, Rob Shooter. There's this element that makes you want to come back from.
Thank you very
you
much.
Know what I mean? Like that's what it is. You're friendly. You're nice. You're a little bit nice.
A little bit naughty.
Yes, but you know what I mean? Like this show is fun.
Thank you very much. Listen, I didn't realize you could do this either. You can share podcasts with your friends, and I think that's what's happening here. Is that a little community is emerging, and friends are telling friends, and you know what? Ultimately, that is the best word of mouth. It's better than going on TV or radio shows. It's friends telling friends.
One by one. One by one.
One by one. Okay, let's jump in with all the gossip. What time is it?
Yes.
My friends, it is
tea time.
Okay, big story at the top of the show. The royal family were silent on Meghan's 42nd birthday. So Meghan turned 42 on Friday, but she got no well wishes, not one, from the royal family on social media. So while Meghan did receive birthday messages from her friends and family all over social media, Harry's family were very, very quiet. For her 41st birthday just last year, William and Kate, King Charles and Camilla, they all publicly said happy birthday, but they didn't do the same this year. Friends are pointing out that they were also silent on Princess Lilibet's birthday, on Prince Archie's birthday. Insiders are telling me that the royal family does not acknowledge birthdays of non-working members. Now, technically, that might be correct. This is your daughter-in-law. This is the person that married your son. Would it hurt you to send a tweet? What do you think?
Well, there's a little part of me, Rob Shooter, where I like to play optimistic. I feel that at least one member of the family went out to CVS and bought a card and passed it around the palace.
Oh, they all signed one card.
They all signed one card, just like at work, you know, like, and they shipped it off and quietly to a quiet courier, not like the ones that are announcing that, you know, I now have a message.
Right.
The quiet ones, like the silent, like, hey, listen, don't make this a big deal. Just slip it under the door, run away. And but yeah, I think someone to say no one, at least on social media, I get that. But I think someone somehow reached out to say happy birthday within those four walls of the palace or 40 million walls of the palace.
You're such an optimist, and that's why we love you. I was thinking actually about this and sort of made me a little bit mad. And it's such a bad PR move with all the drama here. It'd be easier, even if they didn't mean it, to just tweet happy birthday, Meghan.
Right.
But I was thinking about this. Elvis Duran, who you work with, it was his birthday this weekend, and
I did
not tweet happy birthday or send something publicly on Threads or Instagram, but I did text him. We spoke via text. So I think actually it's nicer to have a personal connection if you really are friends with somebody.
But you could see how it can easily turn
it looked
into...
like I snubbed him.
Rob Shooter
fighting.
Snubbed
Elvis
Duran.
Yeah. They used to be friends.
But in reality, you know...
close, now they fell out.
But yeah, I'm sure you've seen this, you know, being on the other side of the PR world where celebrities won't say something publicly. They'll do it privately, whether it make a donation, you know what I mean? Like, or something like that. And if it's not public, then it's...
It didn't exist.
You know, that's...
If it doesn't happen on social media, it doesn't exist. And I'm thinking maybe behind the scenes, something did happen. It'd be lovely to think that Kate and William sent some flowers. We don't know. We just don't know this stuff. But what we do know is how she spent her birthday. She had a quiet time with Harry and the kids. She also went to see Barbie with Portia de Rossi. So Ellen's wife.
Have you seen Barbie?
Portia. I did see Barbie.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. I didn't quite understand. I didn't go the first weekend. The first weekend, I saw Oppenheimer. They both came out the same weekend. And I'm a bit of a smarty pants. There, I said it. So I went to see the smarty pants movie on the first weekend. The second weekend, I saw Barbie, and I couldn't really understand all the hype. It crossed $1 billion. Loved it.
Yeah. Now, it was the first time in a very long time when I went to go see Barbie, Rob Shooter, that it felt like I was at an event.
Yes.
You know, like everybody was in pink, to whether a dress, a shirt, shoes. It like the audience was just filled with people. And then I haven't been in one of these since maybe I was a little kid where people were clapping at the end.
I love
like
it.
They were that. Yeah, it was an experience.
It's exciting. It's like going to see Taylor Swift or maybe just a Monday with you. That's how I get dressed up in pink now.
But you know what's interesting, getting back to Meghan Markle very quickly, though, you know, the drama of who didn't say happy birthday, what did she do? She is winning right now, and here's why. Her Netflix show, Suits, is doing phenomenally well, bigger than it was when it was on TV.
Yes.
For some strange reason, we've all been sucked
into
Suits.
Well, it's the Meghan effect. Now it's a monster hit. Of all the shows on Netflix, this is in the top four.
But you know, it's interesting. This is where the Royals need someone like you, Rob Schroeder. So, like, strike while the iron's hot. So, Suits is so popular right now. Meghan Markle was on it for what, the beginning few seasons of it. This is where they should have dropped their documentary after it with Netflix. Yes. You know what I mean? They spent all that money. They didn't know what to do. Now, Meghan Markle, everybody's saying her name because the show is so well and she's a part of it. That's where they should have dropped the documentary they dropped the ball.
It's too bad this Suits re-airing isn't part of Meghan's $100 million deal, because they might actually make a little money back. It's a separate deal. So Meghan's not earning any.
She's making money. She's making money on that.
Which is why the actors are striking, because of streaming. But there is still an enormous amount of interest around Meghan Markle, hence why Suits is doing so well. So what do you have to think about all this? The royal family, they were silent on social media on Meghan Markle's 42nd birthday. She turned 42. She looks marvellous on Friday. Happy birthday, love. Was this rude? Or is it fine? Is it fine not to acknowledge family on social media? I don't wish my mum or my sister happy birthday on social media. I call them. I send them flowers. No. So, you know, what do you think about this? Is this rude or is this fine? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, love, what are you working on?
All right, so Jamie Foxx, he's already back into the roller coaster of Hollywood. Mm. Okay, so we know he's out and about. He's on the mend of healing of whatever he was going through. But over the weekend, he put this post out there where, if you read it first, you would kind of question it. And of course, some people took it the way that he obviously didn't mean it, but he had to come out and apologize for an anti-Semitic post by saying, "I only have love in my heart." So he put a post out there that seemed he was just talking to the Jewish community. And then he backtracked very quickly after that, once he saw the backlash of how people took the comments. And he says, "I want to apologize to the Jewish community and everyone who was offended by my post. I know my choice of words have caused offense, and I am sorry. That was never my intent. To clarify, I was betrayed by a fake friend. That's what I meant with they, not anything more." So he said something about Jesus dying and they were the reason. Poor choice of words on the choice of Jamie Foxx or whoever's running his account. And of course, Jamie concluded by reaffirming, "I love and support the Jewish community. My deepest apologies to anyone who was offended. Nothing but love always." And it's just so interesting. And to give a little religion history, of course, Rob Schroeder, Jesus, of course, was crucified as a Jewish victim of the Roman
Jesus
violence.
Jewish,
Yeah, exactly. So that's why there was a lot of, you know, that's why a lot of people took offense to it very quickly. Gentile Roman governor Pontius Pilate, of course, if you took religion,
you know,
like I did, it stirs up like it. Those core memories of religion. As I'm reading this, come back. You know, of course, he condemned him to death, and he had tortured him and executed him by the Roman soldiers. And Jesus was one of thousands of Jewish people crucified by the Romans. So when Jamie Foxx posted this, it was hard not to assume that he was talking about it. But again, it goes with what we were saying on social media. People assume their own stories on social media. You know, you get a few, you take a picture, you take some words, and then you conclude your own ending, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why he had to come out and say
it. A complicated one, isn't it? I don't believe he meant it to be anti-Semitic, but it would be very easy to understand why other people did. When I saw it, I was like, oof. Now, what Jamie did right here, he did a lot wrong, but what he did right was he corrected it immediately. He didn't wait for 2 days, 24 hours. He knew he had said something in a way that he didn't mean to say it. I do believe that. And he corrected it with an apology. Say sorry. We all mess up, particularly when you don't mean to. When it's easy to say sorry when you've done something that you didn't mean to do. It's harder to be sorry if you actually meant it. I don't believe he meant it.
So it's interesting. So compare that. So Jamie Foxx, you know, got on it right away. Then you look at a story like Lizzo, where she waited nearly a week.
Talked to her lawyers, her managers, her publicists. No, do the right thing immediately.
Correct. And I think that's the lesson here. And I'm sure you've been through it many of times.
Oh, I can say sorry. Really, I say sorry before I cause a problem. Now I'm
saying
sorry.
Well, I know you do, but I'm talking about I know you do personally, but I'm talking about just working with clients.
And it's hard to make them. Like when I worked with big stars, Diddy and J-Lo and Jessica Simpson, when I worked with these huge superstars and things went wrong, I'd call them really fast and say, you issue an apology. Some of them got it. Some of them, just like us, you dig your heels in, you don't want to say sorry. It always gets worse if you don't. Talking about getting worse, Jennifer Anderson has been pulled into this because she liked Jamie's post. And now she has put out a statement too, saying that she's not anti-Semitic. She said, this makes me really, really sick. She went on to clarify that she will not tolerate any hate of any kind, period. And so celebrities are getting pulled into this too. It's a very interesting question, isn't it? Be careful what you like. Be careful on social media. Our whole show today with Meghan Markle and the royals and now Jamie Foxx. Social media does reflect often who you are, but sometimes it can reflect a side of you that isn't true. And so I think here it's easy to scroll through and like and like and like and like. Be careful what you're liking, because it does say something about you.
1,000%. The fact that, you know, it's funny, you know who's getting, you know who's probably smiling at this is whoever Jamie Foxx was talking about. You know, whatever friend he was talking about.
Yeah, that's the real story.
Or the friend that doesn't know. Listen. You know, obviously the friend betrayed him, but he probably might not realize Jamie Foxx is talking about him right now, but sees that Jamie Foxx is in deep of trouble right now based off of what
he posted. That betrayed him, that sold a story to the press, the one that he tried to call Judas.
Judas! Let's call him Judas.
That's the one that's probably relieved about all this. Okay, quickly before we get a break, what's going on with Snooki? I love it when celebrities talk about the nicest people they meet, the rudest people they meet. Who does Snooki not like?
So the Jersey Shore has been doing this a lot this week. Snooki, you know, obviously from the Jersey Shore, they have their new season out last week. She says that the host of The View, Joy Behar, right?
Behar,
there we go, was one of the rudest celebrities she ever met over the last 14 years. And talk about holding a grudge. That's holding her grudge right there. You know, she cornered me in the bathroom, Snooki said and alleged before. You're not Italian. Of course, Joy is a very Italian. Snooki is Italian. There are some on the cast that aren't a fully 100% Italian, but probably, I would say. So maybe Joy was a little wrong on that. And so Snooki doubled down on the claim. I said, okay, ma'am. And it goes back to a 2010 episode of The View. Like that's a grudge right there, Rob. That is a grudge. But on the other side of it, you know, there is positivity from it where Mike the Situation on The View the other day, you know, thanked Whoopi Goldberg for saving his life.
Yes, that's famous. When someone that's a big star is rude, you do remember. Mine is Usher. Usher's been the rudest celebrity that I've ever met. And I was working with Diddy at the time, and Diddy knew Usher really well. Usher was the rudest. Yours was, it makes me laugh, A-Rod.
Oh, A-Rod is still, what a douche. I understand Usher because we had a similar run-in where Usher, you know, spoke in a third person and wore his glasses when he was here. But I think he's matured a lot and realized
his
ways.
Yeah, it's all from insecurity.
A-Rod's still stuck there. A-Rod's still stuck in that his self-promotion. Lay on a rock in Central Park and hopefully someone sees
Look
me.
At you. I love getting you on A-Rod. We could go for 20 minutes. You're furious. I see already. Okay. While you calm down, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a minute.
So pissed.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. Garrett is still fired up about A-Rod. Okay, let's get
move
to
on.
The polls.
Come on.
Last show we talked about Lizzo hitting back at what she is calling outrageous and unbelievable sexual harassment lawsuit that has been filed against her. Do you believe Lizzo is innocent? Is she guilty? Is she innocent? Let's have a look. Ooh, 70% said she is guilty.
Bum, bum, bum. The court of public opinion. And you know what's interesting? Reading a story over the weekend that this is something that Lizzo might not be able to bounce back from.
I read the same story. It was in the. It was great. She's lost over 200,000 Instagram followers. All her music streaming has pretty much dried up, and it's because her whole reputation, her whole image, was built on being a really decent, kind person. And now we have three backup dancers saying that might not be true. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll about the royal family and Meghan Markle. You can do so on our Twitter page, and Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Queen Bee is taking the crown for something else. She wins it all. Let's just say she's competing with Taylor Swift for the tour of the year. I'm sure. She was just in Washington last night. I had a few friends there in the pouring rain. You know what she did before we get to the nicest? So there was a rainstorm in D.C.
Yes.
What Beyonce did was, I think she paid like over $100,000 for the metro to stay open, so fans could take the metro late at night after the show. So
I love it. So
Beyonce, of course, as we're talking, out on tour. Now, according to The Sun, Beyonce's camp makes sure that she has her very own, every show, toilet seat. Which, I could see that. Like, you don't, especially at a stadium, you know, like where a lot of football players and, like, you know, grungy guys are, you want a clean toilet seat. And you know what? If there's one thing aside from red M&Ms I would want on my tour rider, it would be a clean toilet seat. You know, and you know how the crews roll. Like, you know, Beyonce has probably a very solid entourage.
Yes.
There's one person in this entire entourage that is in charge of the black box that says Beyonce toilet seat.
There you go.
So
that's Beyonce. I love it. I love it.
Do you think she goes Kohler? Do you think she has like a Kohler or like custom made?
I hope she has disposable toilet seats. One new one for every city. You're the queen, Beyonce. You're our nicest of the day. Okay, let's do our naughtiest of the day. Reality stars are going to war with Bravo over the revenge porn and depraved treatment. So a bunch of reality stars, I'm told it's about 60, 70, maybe 80, have signed up with Bethany Frankel. She's like the ringleader of
this. Is she the leader here? Yeah,
and they're going after Bravo, saying the work conditions were just horrible. They were treated like animals. They were plied with alcohol. They weren't given food. They even accuse, and this is where it gets really specific without actually telling us the details, they accuse Bravo and NBC, NBC owns Bravo, of distributing non-consensual pornography. So if the ladies has pictures of themselves, and you know they do, having sex, and you know they do, these ladies love to be, not all of them, but some of them love to be on camera, literally, even in their most intimate moments. They might have distributed this to a friend, it went round the whole company, so now Bethany is fighting back. This is going to explode and potentially change reality TV. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Something nice, please.
Don't chase people. Don't chase them. Attract them.
Interesting.
Work hard, be yourself, and let go. The people who should be in your life will be in your life. So stop chasing people anymore. Attract them and learn to let go, because the people that should be in your life will be in your life. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Handsome Garrett show.
Production.
You're so cute of iHeartRadio.
Get out of here.
Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app. I've been watching Garrett working out at the gym on Instagram. We're also on Apple Podcasts. Just slip that
in. I'm not working out on Apple Podcasts, by the way.
Listen, leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And all together now, sing along. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to, babe. Nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.